Sensing that legalizing marijuana in Michigan might be inevitable, some Republicans say, let's get in front of this.
To try and avoid political catastrophe in November.
We'll get ahead someday. We'll get ahead someday.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics. A petition campaign to legalize marijuana in Michigan has cleared a bunch of hurdles.
The group pushing the initiative has turned in, at least they say so, enough signatures to get on the ballot in November.
Recent surveys show that Michiganders are growing more accepting of the idea of legalizing marijuana in Michigan.
4 years ago, an epic MRA poll showed half the state's voters favored full legalization.
That number is now up to 61% in favor, according to a poll last month.
Now, presuming those petitions signatures are certified, this doesn't actually have to go to the ballot.
The legislature could preempt that by simply adopting the initiative and allowing it to become law.
And even some Republicans who were opposed to legalizing marijuana are starting to reconsider.
Their concern is if the legalization question is on the ballot in November, it could increase turnout.
Especially among young progressives and, of course, single-issue pro-marijuana voters. And in an election year that right now isn't looking great for Republicans, the GOP doesn't want anything to increase that progressive voter turnout.
And we have seen this playbook used before. 4 years ago, it appeared a ballot initiative run by a progressive group to increase the state's minimum wage might be popular at the polls.
2014, another election year.
Mm-hmm.
So what did Republicans do? They approved an increase to the state's minimum wage.
That kept the question off the ballot.
Now, the legislature's GOP leaders say they haven't really talked about marijuana and this initiative yet. The question's still not certified, and there are a lot of cross currents to address. The influential Michigan Chamber of Commerce, a lot of law enforcement remain opposed to legalization.
And there's U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions. He signaled he's willing to push harder enforcement of federal marijuana laws, regardless of what states decide to enact.
Now, all of this could take a backseat, though, to Republicans' immediate issue of a potential blue wave in November that could take down a lot of GOP candidates.
Republicans still have some time.
They do.
The State Bureau of Elections is still checking signatures to see if the pro-marijuana campaign has gathered enough valid signatures.
But the deadline has passed for the opposition to file challenges to those petitions, and that suggests a clear path forward for the legalization drive.
If the signatures are certified, the question goes to the ballot, unless the legislature acts first.
And a political calculation will be part of the deliberations of GOP leaders.
Fight this out on the ballot?
Or let it become law and try to hold down the point spread in November that could cost Republicans in competitive races.
You make up your mind. You choose the chance you take.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.